You know, I was my brother told me, because I didn't know this, but when I was in Mexico at that time, and we were hanging out at the club, and those guys were getting wasted, and I guess a couple of them went to jail the night before for buying coke off the street in Cabo. God.
Yeah,
because they didn't know, they're from Australia, they didn't know any different. So then I'm at a taco stand at the front, and it's sketchy-ass taco, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck, I'm starving, and I'm bored out of my balls. So I go to get a taco, and right as I go to get a taco, my brother's like, I'm going to score some coke. And I was like, well, I'll see you later, because I think I'm just going to eat this fucking taco and have, like, some sort of, like, you know, infected stomach for a couple of days. But I'd rather that than do cocaine with your stupid ass.
Straight up.
So he said, as soon as I walked off, he bought the coke from the taco guy, and then he was walking off with the coke, and he saw two cops walking that way towards him. So he went to turn around. When he went to turn around, there was six cops walking the other way. So he was like, fuck. And then next thing you know, he's arrested on the ground, and they checked him, and he said that they couldn't find the coke because I'd given him some shorts. I guess they were like Harden Huntington shorts or something. And there was like that little slip in the pocket.
Yeah.
There's like those little slits, and he said he didn't mean to put it in there, but it must have fallen in there. So they couldn't get it. So they pulled out another bag of coke and said that you had this bag of coke.
Wow, that's great.
So he went to jail with the bag of coke still in his pocket. So then he's in jail in Mexico, and then like an hour later, the dude from that I bought the taco off got put in jail with him. And my brother's a pretty big dude, and my brother was like, you're fucking dead, dude.
Right.
I'm going to fucking finish you off in this cell, you and me. And the guy was like, do you want to be in Mexico for the rest of your life? And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, if we fight in this jail, we will both be in jail for the rest of our lives in Mexico. And Lee was like, okay, I'm fucking, like the guy talked his way out of my drunk brother destroying him in jail.
So did he beat him up when they got out of jail?
No. Mm.
So hold up, the cop sort of
my brother's not a violent guy, but if my brother's drunk, he'd probably punch you until you die.
So the taco man wasn't in on this shit?
No. Turns out the taco man wasn't in on it. That's why I said to Lee, I'm like, you were going to beat up the guy. If he went to jail, how was he in on it?
Right, right.
They were just arresting drunk white people out the front of this club.
Straight
and
up.
Taking them to jail and taking some cash and giving them, you know, putting them in the cell for the night.
When I went to jail with Brian Cullen, he went in and out of jail with a bag of weed in his pocket.
Right.
I believe.
That's crazy.
That's as crazy as we get. We didn't have any guns.
Well, they didn't let the guns in jail, so that worked out.
He didn't have an extra one in his underwear or anything.
They just forgot to get it.
He didn't have a special pocket.
Maybe you might want to log on to HartandHuntington.com and see if you can get one of those slippery fucking extra pockets.
One of them little slippery pockets will put a fucking 45 in that.